This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Starting next month, students in the Cherry Creek School District will be able to attend the country's first school-run mental health day clinic. The Traverse Academy will serve students ages 10 through 18 who have severe mental health conditions like anxiety, depression, or suicidal ideation. Superintendent Chris Smith.
This school will save lives because kids will have a safe place to come that's warm and inviting, and they feel like they can have a home here.
Cherry Creek voters passed a bond in 2020 to pay for the school. Colorado air regulators are not endorsing plans to ban the sale of gas-powered lawn equipment on the Front Range. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Local air quality planners recommended a sales ban to cut ozone pollution and get the region back into compliance with federal limits. The state has now submitted an alternative plan. It calls for state and local governments to transition to electric leaf blowers and lawnmowers themselves, but it drops the general sales ban. Colorado air quality commissioners will now consider both options over the next few months. They've almost always sided with state recommendations in the past. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Democratic Congresswoman Brittany Pederson is teaming up with a Republican colleague from California. They want to change the tax reporting rules around wildfire mitigation work. Currently, property owners have to file a form with the IRS if they do more than $600 worth of fire prevention work. The bipartisan bill would raise that threshold to $5,000. You're listening to CPR News. More news at cpr.org.